Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Look like you're good to go. Maybe send a message. Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. And if you missed the first 2 hours, mostly it was A.J. and Barry, because I didn't get here until 5:30. So,
but you're here now, and that's what
I'm
matters.
Here now, yes. And I do look like I was in a car accident, so kind of feel like it, too, because the drugs are wearing off.
Yes.
So it's either take more drugs or just power through it here.
Do you have more drugs?
I do, but I kind of think
take all of them right now.
I kind of think I'm going to need them to sleep tonight.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm kind of putting that off unless I can, I could always mix one with alcohol. That'll help me sleep.
Yeah, that probably definitely will help you sleep.
Yeah. Getting caught up on the text line, so I did not have that up for the first 30 minutes, so there we go. So I have a story for you.
Okay.
About a University of Pennsylvania law professor, Amy Wax. Sparked a backlash last week when she claimed the United States should favor Western immigrants over non-Western immigrants. Basically, she said, embracing cultural distance nationalism means, in effect, taking the position that our country will be better off with more whites than non-whites.
All right.
Now, she, of course, claims that this is out of context and it's not what she was saying. It's kind of what she's saying. More whites than non-whites.
That doesn't seem like a smart thing to say in 2019. Society would be better off with more whites. Is that basically what she's saying without saying it?
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna let her hang herself on this one.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
So, I'll pass. Not the smartest thing, though, I'm guessing.
So it says maybe if Fred had some of that milk, he'd have 4 inches of hair.
That's it. It could be. Maybe 4 inches of...
Fred looks like he got his ass whooped in a game of Duck Duck Goose.
It does look like someone hit you over the head. Are you going to be bandaged up tomorrow?
I don't know. I think I'm supposed to keep it covered until Friday when the bandages come off.
You know, can I give my opinion on how you should have gone about this?
Bandana?
No. If I were you, I would have taken Friday off from work and then gotten your procedure done and then come back on Monday without bandages and stuff. I feel like getting this done in the middle of the week isn't the best call.
Yeah, but there's reasons for it because...
It's like getting a boob job. You want to get a boob job on a Friday so you can be back to work on Monday.
Yeah, I thought about getting one while I was there.
Right, a lift.
They do that. But but we wanted to start their campaign here really soon, so I wanted to get it done before the campaign started.
Okay.
So I could talk about it.
Tell them to slow down. Like, you got a real life to live.
These
salespeople are too pushy.
It's not that. We just, you know.
Who's the ad exec?
I think it's Judy.
Oh, Judy, come on. Fred's got to work.
Well, I'm here.
They're punching a bunch of holes in his head.
They're tiny little holes.
Yeah, but there's a lot of
tiny
them.
Little hair, yeah. 2,400 of them.
Did they, when the hairs grow out, are they going to be gray?
Not once I color them, no. You don't think I'm...
You're going to color it all?
Yeah, I'm going to color all of them.
Oh, God.
Just like I've always done.
I hope it's like... I hope
at least this time it'll be noticeable because there'll be hair there.
Go back to the jet black.
I have to try it at some point.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. But we'll see. I mean, it depends on how all it grows out and how it looks, and then I'll decide what color is best.
Okay.
It won't be gray.
Okay.
So there.
Purple? I feel like the rock and roller in you would want to go black.
Yeah. Like, well, what I'm hoping is that I can grow it out like old school, and that I might leave gray and just look like, you know, old ridiculous rocker who still trying to hold on to the past, but doesn't quite do it because he keeps his hair gray.
Yeah.
I might be that guy. That might be kind of fun. But we'll see. I have all kinds of possibilities now.
The world is your oyster, friend.
Yeah,
well, it's your hairy, hairy oyster.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that. But, yeah, it's... I'm just... we'll see how it all plays out and how it looks, and then I'll determine what to do with it.
Okay.
But I'm not the only guy around here who did it, so...
You're not?
No.
Who else?
No, he'll be talking about it, too.
Another host?
Yes. Who else would it be?
Zerline?
No.
Lance. Granato?
Granato, yeah. Saw him in there today.
Really?
Yeah. He did. He had his done a couple weeks ago. He was like, telling me, you shouldn't go to work. I'm like,
So did he came in and did he have the bandage on his head? I didn't see him with a bandage.
I think he did what you suggested.
Well, he did the Friday.
Yeah, and then didn't come back until Monday.
Huh.
So.
Look at you guys. Getting all hairy on me. This was one of the most balding stations.
Yeah, and I thought we needed to raise our profile a little bit.
We need to young up our look.
Yeah, and well, in all honesty, I mean, the technology exists now. Why not? You know, if otherwise, I mean, I do not, I would not look good bald. I've tried it. I look hideous. I know that. So I'd rather take this chance.
I don't look good bald either, but I don't look good with hair. So it's a no-win situation for me.
Everybody wants to know where they can find the ad, the Coleman Just Kid ad.
Google Clint Sterner milk. And there's a YouTube commercial.
Does that come up before or after fumble?
I was telling Barry. I guess it was you that I was telling. I think it was Barry. I was telling him what pulls up on my Google search when I type in Clint Sterner. It's Clint. Now it's Clint Sterner milk, Clint Sterner DWI, Clint Sterner jersey, Clint Sterner fumble, and Clint Sterner 610, and Clint Sterner wife.
Just can't wait to see your extensions connect to your turtleneck, Brad. You know what, though? It's one of the reasons I did it, so you guys would have something to make fun of. And, well, that was basically the only reason.
Yeah.
So you guys would have something to make fun of.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
But it really is cool because I looked into a bunch of other things. And this is the first one where, I mean, you're using your actual hair, and it's a relatively new technology. And the best part is the doctor, he's a Blitzer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a big fan of the show and the station.
Okay.
So, you know, he wanted to get in with us, and, you know, after talking to him, just like he's a typical Blitzer.
So that means he did a better job on your hair than Granato's. You like to think so, anyway.
I don't know. John didn't need as much done as I did. I mean, his was really small.
Yeah.
So, which is why it didn't take.
Sorry.
It's okay. 6'11", which is why his didn't take as long.
Okay.
But yeah, mine was.
Yours was it was extensive.
It was significant.
We could call it a. We could say this was a serious procedure, a serious medical procedure.
Yeah, I guess we could say that.
Yeah.
Going in, I didn't really think of it as that, which is on me.
But when you come out wearing a surgeon hat, it's pretty much a serious procedure.
Yeah, and your post-op instructions are 8 pages long.
Yeah, you really shouldn't have come to work today. You always want to come to work. It's like, and I get know. It. I mean, I'm the same way, but like you go to the dentist and they like load you up on stuff. You get your head drilled on and you still want to come to work. You had a stroke. You still wanted to come to work. I mean, you're a grinder, Fred. That's what I enjoy about you.
I love coming in. That's it. And you know,
you're also a fame whore.
I don't know if I'm a fame whore. Why would I be a fame whore?
I just want your voice to be heard on the radio.
Well, my voice gets heard plenty on the radio.
Plenty.
I think I could take a day off.
Well,
every now and then.
All right.
But
I thought maybe you didn't want to take a day off for ego purposes.
No, it's not that.
You're scared that Barry was going to outperform you.
No, not that. I mean, hey, Barry could easily outperform me.
Barry did a good job. He was fun.
For a show here and there, and I'd rather have him here.
I mean, Barry's job was super easy. All he had to do today was laugh at milk commercials. So
see, but that's my job the other day. All I had to do was introduce you and then let you run for an entire segment, which I kind of like that. So,
all right. I got to tell you guys about Carbach.
I can use a Carbach right now.
Yeah, you could. Texas Carbach, not Arkansas Carbach. Texas Carbach. Guys, if you are, you're thinking, man, what can I do this weekend? What's gonna be a good spot for me to hang out, have a couple beers? Carbach is the spot. Great restaurant, great brewery, great times, always out there. And they've always got stuff going on. The menu, I've talked about this for a while. The menu at the restaurant is outstanding, dynamic, diverse menu. And what's great about it is whatever you order, they've got something that'll pair well with it on the beer wall. And that's one of my favorite things. And they've got things on that beer wall that you cannot get anywhere outside of that tap room. So go in, check out what they've got going on. You're going to love it. You could take the wife, the girlfriend, make them think it's like, you know, a date place. Because the food is legit enough that you could take a chick on a date there. But you can also drink a bunch of beer, which makes it perfect for you. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what's going on at the restaurant. See what's going on at the brewery. See what's going on with their concert series. You can keep up with all their stuff. That's Carbach Brewing. When you're out and about this weekend, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, I want to thank everybody for another monster month on Sports Map.
You're welcome.
We're 2,000 away from another million hit month, I mean. And, it's only the 24th, so I think there's a good chance that we're going to top last month.
Nice.
Which
probably so, because I recorded like 6 videos today.
Oh,
so.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Well, that's 200,000 views right there. So we're going to do this.
I don't like to brag, but I was once in a milk commercial.
Yeah, now I want a milk sponsor. So I can do, you know, the best milks here in Texas. And that's all I care about is Texas milk. Why would you go someplace like Oklahoma or, God forbid, Arkansas for your milk? Texas is the best place for it. Texas is the best place for everything.
You want the most turn-up milk you can get? You want wild-ass party milk? Oh, I played in the NFL. I know where the best milk is. Cows.
All right, it's that time of year. We want to thank you.
Did we give away a spot?
You gave it away already?
We gave that away. We got the Springer one.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. So we'll do this one instead. So it's 6:30. Has your kid ever dreamed of playing baseball with George Springer? ESPN 97.5 is giving away a spot to one lucky kid, grades 1 through 8, to play in the George Springer Baseball Pro Camp presented by Houston Methodist. So it'll be caller 10 at 6:30 to 713-780-3776. You win a spot for your kid to join George and his coaches for a small group instruction on baseball fundamentals and fun on Monday, August 5th. For more info, head over to georgespringercamp.com. Are you concerned that there'll be fewer trades this year? That maybe teams, it seems to me there should be more because the waiver deadline's gone. But you think that'll impact anything?
I don't know. I think there's two trains of thought on what's going on here, because we talked about this in one of the videos that I did on Sports Map today. Arizona is basically a game out of the wild card, and they're apparently sellers, which, you know, we discussed this yesterday. I don't know if that's good for baseball or not, but
certainly not good for the fans of that team.
There's a lot of teams that are still in the mix. There's not a lot of teams yet that are dead in the water. You know what I mean? Like the Mariners, they're dead in the water. I mean, so there's no
they shouldn't even be considering, you know, trying to hold on to what they've got.
Which they traded most of their stuff away in the offseason, though.
Right. They kind of knew what they knew what this season was going to be. They knew they were going to be bad. And then they got off to the hot start, and everybody was like, whoa, what's going on here? And then they turned back into what they were supposed to be. But there's enough teams that are, you know, with the hard deadline this year, how many teams are actually all the way out of it? I mean, Toronto's out of it. Baltimore's out of it. Kansas City's out of it. I would say the White Sox are probably out of it. They're at least 12 games behind the wild card. So I'm going to say they're out. Detroit's definitely out. That might be it. I mean, everybody else is over 500. So, and right now, a wild card, to get into the wild card, you'd need to be 58-45. So, currently, like, the Rangers are 7 games off of the second wild card. So I won't count them out. They're probably out of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And then in the National League, the Mets are out. The Marlins are out. The Reds and the Pirates are out. And then the Padres and the Rockies are out. I mean, and I don't even know if those teams are totally out necessarily. Because, they're not. Really, the only team that might be totally out in the National League is the Marlins. Everybody else is within 7 games of a wild card spot.
And at this point, shouldn't the Marlins stop selling off what they have left?
Yeah, they don't have anything really left. They do have a couple guys left, so they got to build around somebody at some point. But yeah, it's a mess there. But there's a lot of teams who are in that weird, you know, what are we? And I don't know if it's going to make for more trades or less.
And that's one reason why I think the waiver, it was nice having that waiver deadline, because a team that's kind of tangentially in the mix right now might not be in a month. And then you could, you know, then they can become sellers. But 713 asked, did you do the hair procedure where they take the hair cuticles from the side of your head and implant them on the top? It's actually from the back of the head. Said a buddy of mine did it, and his hair really started growing back great. That's what I'm hopeful. Said the pain
was
awful.
It's going to be weird seeing you with hair.
Is it? I mean, I'm still going to wear hats all the time.
Are you? I don't know. I think you're going to try to grow out like a mane.
You know, if it does grow out, like where I can get it nice and long and like old man rock and rolly, then yeah.
Oh, that's going to be gross. Don't do that.
I know it'd be gross. It would totally gross you out.
Yeah, don't do that.
And that's why I'm here, is to try to gross out as many people as possible, mostly you. So, yeah, that's why. That's another reason I came in today, is I knew if I were wearing this ridiculous thing.
Oh, yeah, I had to see this. I would be disappointed if I wouldn't have seen it. Have you thought about posting a picture to Twitter?
I have not.
Do you want me to do that during the break?
I think if they care that much, they can go to the Twitter.
But not everybody's listening today. Like, people might be, you know,
well, they
might feel like they've missed out.
Then that's their own fault. They shouldn't be listening to some guy from Arkansas.
I mean, I encouraged it, though. Encourage people to tune in and listen to that nonsense.
Well, that's on you. That's
my
on
bad.
You.
My bad.
Actually, I've got a bunch of pictures that we took while we were there, and actually a little video that Dr. Linfield and I did that we're going to put together too. So it'll get out there.
All right. But is there going to be a picture of you in the shower cap? Is what the real question is. That's what I like.
Don't know.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Triangle Energy. They are bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. Here's how you do it. Sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan. You'll receive 2 Dynamo game tickets and 2 T-shirts, and you'll be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Every time the Dynamo win a home game, Triangle's going to draw a lucky fan or customer, and you're going to win a free year of electricity. Here's how you do it. Text the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriangleEnergy.com. You'll learn more about the contest there. That's text the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know, Adrian says, I need to do it. I'm 40 and I want to convert to Judaism so I can wear a yarmulke to cover my bald spot. It's a good tactic.
Is it stolen valor if you wear a yarmulke and you're not Jewish? Is that the equivalent of saying like you served but you didn't?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
You remember Bagel Boss guy?
Yes.
Got an update on him.
He's dead?
And the update comes with an idea from your boy. It's your boy!
All right.
Bagel Boss guy training with UFC superstars. He's getting ready for a celebrity boxing match. So he's training with Chris Weidman and Ally Aquinta, getting ready to he's signed a deal now with Damon Feldman to get in the ring on September 7th. No opponent is announced yet. One of the names that has come up is Antoine Dodson. And I started thinking, I've got an even better name to fight Bagel Boss Guy.
Okay.
What if we got Bagel Boss Guy to fight Superhuman?
I like it.
Right?
I like it. Should be in the same sort of weight class.
General weight class, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I think that's I would tune in to see that. Yeah. I would pay for that match.
That I definitely would pay for. So, I like it. I thought you were going to say Juggalo Trey, but Superhuman.
Yeah, Superhuman is the new... I mean, he's now the most famous Juggalo.
Yeah.
Sorry, Trey.
Yeah.
Trey had a good run.
He did.
As most famous Juggalo. MFJ. Now he's second MFJ.
All right, so how do we make this happen?
I don't know.
Are you going to promote it or what?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to send a tweet. And maybe see if Superhuman has any interest. I should talk to Lance because Superhuman follows Lance.
Yeah.
So maybe he could get in his DMs.
It's a possibility.
I mean, I don't know. But it just seems like an ideal matchup.
Speaking of kind of follow-ups, the guy who started the Area 51 thing, which he said was as a joke. Have you seen his picture?
No.
He looks exactly like somebody you would think would stir up an Area 51 thing.
Does he look like the Ancient Aliens guy?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't look like Giorgio.
Oh, he looks like what you're going to look like when you've got hair. he looks like Fred with long hair.
He looks like a failed grunge singer.
Yeah, that's exactly what you'll look like with long hair. In fact, that's exactly what you'll be with long hair.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, but of course, he claimed he started it to be sarcastic, and now people have run with
likely story.
Well, isn't Antoine Dodson the Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife dude?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wouldn't you rather see Superhuman than him?
Yeah, I'd rather see Superhuman.
I mean, it's a better matchup.
I think so. As long as there's a bunch of pre-fight press conferences.
Yeah, I mean... I would like it to be, I mean, I can see it now. Bagel Boss guy's like, you want a piece of meat, Juggalo? And then dude's like, this is Superhuman for all the Juggalos and Juggalettes. Don't try this at home. And then they fight. Oh, yeah. It'd be so great. And then like the Juggalo's trying to do, he's trying to do wrestling moves and the other guy's just trying to attack him and he can't. I would love this.
I'm telling you, I think you've got the right idea to promote it.
Yeah, I think so too.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 1337 from the Twitch says, just checked out Sports Map for the first time. Very clean look with not many ads. We'll browse. There's plenty of ads. What we don't do is we don't have pop-ups. We don't hit you over the face with them. We rotate them nicely to keep it clean. There's no slideshows. We want it to be as good of an experience as possible for people. So, you know, the ads are... with certain content, but for the most part, yeah, you'll never see pop-ups on there. You won't see slideshows. That's not what we're about. And at some point, somebody will try to buy a pop-up. And if it's a bunch of money, it's going to be hard to say no. But
I thought you said you can't do that. You said we'll never have pop-ups.
It's not in the plans.
Okay.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Risky Business says hats cause you to go bald. I just think not having hair causes you to go bald.
Yeah, I don't believe that nonsense.
H-Town Berg fan, Fred, won't the hair from your butt grow different on your head? I don't know, man. It's not from my butt. Although I
that would have been funny.
I'm certain that they can do that now.
They could take your back hair?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But it's going to look like back hair.
Can they take your bikini area hair?
What if you shave it, though?
I mean, big deal. They can still get the follicles. You could let it grow out for a while.
Yeah, what if I don't want to do that?
I mean, yeah, but wouldn't you like to have a nice, thick head of hair?
That just seems weird. I feel like
nice, coarse
hair. I feel like this is going to work out pretty well. And everybody keeps asking me if I'm going to dye it black again. We'll see. I probably will.
That's right.
Just because, I mean, part of this show is I have to do something every now and then that...
You already did it today. You don't know us one for a while.
I know. This one should carry me for a while. But it also opens up new possibilities for things for you to make fun of.
That's true.
So
you're the hero that people really need. The hero they deserve.
No, I don't think I'm the one they want, but I'm the one they got. That's it.
You're the best they got.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I had a Florida woman story for you that was going to be my gym of the day. Where police say a Port Richey, Florida woman was on a river cruise, went up and groped another woman's buttocks in front of her young children.
Damn.
And then told the victim's husband to go back to the country you came from.
Oh, boy. She sounds like a real doll.
Lisa Ann Madison, 58, shocker, was intoxicated Friday afternoon.
I don't believe this.
When she twice grabbed a woman's buttocks and made lewd sexual comments. When the husband of the passenger confronted her about repeatedly grabbing his wife, she replied by saying, "You should go back to the country you came from."
Where did he come from?
I don't know. But she grabbed the woman's rear at least twice and said, "Oh, it's curved and nice," before telling her, "I would bleep you.
Make sweet love to you."
Yeah. Yeah. And she did it in front of the woman's 6-year-old child, who was also on the cruise.
You know how she got that fine-ass booty? Arkansas milk.
That's it. So basically this was on a cruise boat. She was hit with a misdemeanor battery charge, but arresting officers say she denied grabbing the victim and doesn't know why she was arrested or if she made the go back to the country you came from demand to the couple.
She doesn't know if she made that comment?
Yeah. It doesn't say what the husband...
That's an easy one to forget. Like, you make that comment and then you immediately forget it, usually. And sometimes it's hard to know if you actually said it or not.
Indeed.
People are a trip.
Yeah, man, they're so weird, and we give them so much attention, including us. And I put her on the show.
Yeah.
Which means somebody else will do something just as weird. So I mentioned this yesterday, but Brad Gilmore just tweeted out they'll be co-hosting the Blitz on Tuesday.
Yeah, Booker T and Brad.
That'll be fun.
It will be.
So tune in for that. I'll give the whole lineup tomorrow. It's all done. I just haven't told everybody yet. So, but Jerome's going to be filling in one day next week, which is always good. And yeah, it's good. Going to be a good time.
All right, Fred. You want to save some money?
Always.
Well, everybody out there who owns a home, they're trying to save money too. I'm trying to help them with TGS Insurance. Listen, here's the deal. All you got to do is send a text. You text the word money to 232323, and TGS is going to say, "Hey, what's your address?" You reply back with your address, and they're going to give you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, and they're probably going to save you a bunch of money on your homeowner's insurance. And This is legit, man. The online rating for this company is nearly perfect. Their average customer this year is saving over $870 on their home insurance. Guys, you could all use that $870. You don't need to wait until your renewal. They're going to take care of the back end so you can free your mind and start saving now. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today with TGS Insurance.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Special thank you to Barry Laminack for filling in for me for the first hour and a half of the show. Hopefully, you know what, I'm supposed to have some dental work done in the morning.
Oh boy, you're trying to
I really think I hate to do it, but I really think I need to push that thing back.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
Yeah, it's nothing serious, just a couple fillings,
but you could die.
But potentially, yeah, considering that my head's supposed to be numb for a couple more days, I don't know if that's a good idea. All right, but you know what?
What a mess you are.
The good news is, if I do something like that and die, I'll make death next week.
That's true.
So here we go.
Oh, we're already done with the show?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, my end of it was pretty short, let's be honest.
I guess that's why it feels that way.
Yeah.
You just showed up for the end. Good for you.
All right.
Give it to me.
James Garner, 2014. I didn't realize he died that long ago. I was a big fan of his.
Were you?
Yeah. Gary Marshall, TV and film director, dead at 81.
That's a pretty good run, I'd
say. Yeah. Estelle Getty, dead at 84.
She's my favorite Golden Girl by far.
Good run.
And if I were to choose the order in which I would have had sex with a Golden Girl, she would have been probably number two behind Blanche.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would have.
Now Betty White is number one because she's the only one still alive.
Yeah.
And I'm against having sex with corpses.
Probably would have gone Betty White. Well, it depends on the corpse. I mean, it's not that much different than marriage.
For me, it's Rue McClanahan, Estelle Getty, Betty White, B. Arthur.
See, I liked B. Arthur the best.
God, B. Arthur is your size.
I know. I figured she'd have been the one I'd have a shot with.
Good for you.
All right, Amy Winehouse, dead at 27. Not a good run.
No.
That was the year Matt Dean won the Deadpool, was Amy Winehouse.
He called her?
Yeah. He's phenomenal. I mean, it's just not even funny. Peter Sellers, dead at 54 in 1980. Nobody in sports. How about Pancho Villa, 1923?
I've eaten at his restaurant.
I think there's a Pancho Villa margarita, too.
Maybe so. Today's National Tequila Day, by the way.
Is it?
If any of you are looking, like, you know, speaking of Amy Winehouse and Pancho Villa, it's National Tequila Day.
I did not know that.
So if any of you want to make deaths next week, tonight is the night to go out and have tequila.
May have to do that.
I don't know if it's a good idea for you.
Yeah, I was cautioned not to.
You're bleeding.
Martin Van Buren, the 8th U.S. president, dead of heart failure at 79. That's a hell of a run for 1862.
Yeah. Not a great president, though.
No.
At least in my opinion.
I think I have him 42nd on the rankings.
That is rough.
Yeah, he's down there. I actually did the rankings, and now I can't find him. So, July 20, 1937, Guglielmo Marconi.
Oh.
Italian engineer and inventor of the radio.
I can't wait till we get a Marconi Award. Probably for today's show with the milk commercial.
If that not the days, then Mondays.
It's a lock. It's a friggin' lock.
My favorite first name, Guglielmo. let's see. George Machine Gun Kelly, American gangster, dead at 59.
Also a living rapper.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
But the gangster, for him to make 59, because that guy was nuts, that's a hell of a run. Tammy Faye Baker, dead at 65. Would you?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll pass. I'm not going where Jim Baker's gone.
Well, then that means his secretary's out too.
Food buckets. Buy these buckets for God. If you buy them, you go to heaven.
All right, here's your best deaths.
You don't like heaven? I can tell. You're a heathen.
Whatever.
Live life like me and you'll go to heaven.
Whatever afterlife stuff is out there, I don't want to be in the same one that he's in.
You're going to go to hell with the homosexuals and the heathens and the...
I prefer to call that Party Central.
The alcoholics.
You call it hell, I call it Party Central. All right.
You won't have a full head of hair when you get there, I can tell you that. You'll have horns.
Oh, so we know Nick's going.
Yeah. Nick's been. He's been to hell and back.
All right. Bruce Lee, 1973, dead at 32. Love Bruce Lee.
No, it's not a good run.
Favorite Bruce Lee movie?
Enter the Dragon.
Game of Death for me.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah. Even though he was already dead and they had to piece together with another actor.
But, it is a little bit awkward, but you...
But the fight scenes with Chuck Norris and... Chuck Norris was Enter the Dragon. But yeah, he was in Game of Death, too.
I think he was.
Yeah, but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when he fought Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that was pretty fun.
Not a fair fight, by the way.
Chester Bennington, Linkin Park, suicide at 41. Alan Shepard, American astronaut and first American in space, dead at 74 in 1998. John Dillinger, notorious American bank robber, shot dead at 31 in 1934. Ulysses S. Grant, 18th U.S. President and Union General.
Yeah, let's call him by his proper name, General Grant.
Dead at 63. Worked hard for that. Yeah, well. July 23rd, Sally Ride, rode off into the... Great Blue Yonder, dead of pancreatic cancer at 61. She was the first American woman in space.
Ride, Sally, ride.
And finally, porn star, July 19th, 2008, Anastasia Blue as...
That's two days in a row we've had an Anastasia mention.
I know, but Anastasia Blue needed the money. That's the old joke from... Yeah, you know, okay.
Let's go... When did you die?
2008.
Ooh. I'm going to go with automobile.
Tylenol overdose.
Damn it.
How does that even happen?
Boy, you got to have a serious headache.
All right. Well, that's goes back to her last name. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. We'll do it again tomorrow. Stay
You'll stay on that Arkansas milk.
If they say, who cares if one more light goes out in the sky of a million stars? It flickers, flickers. Who?
ESPN Radio Sports Beat.